Hi, welcome to the How To Tips to Live Lean. Lean is the acronym for L for lifestyle, E is exercise, A is attitude, and N is nutrition. And as we continue on our journey exploring plant-based eating, today's topic is plant-based recipes. How you can kickstart your plant-based eating journey. The following recipes are some that you can add to your meal plan. We're going to go over a few breakfast recipe ideas so you can get off to a great start. Overnight oatmeal. This is a great recipe that can be prepared in advance. So if you work Monday through Friday, you can make your 5 jars on Sunday. Keep them in the fridge and eat one before going to work. It's also a great grab-and-go breakfast that will please everyone, even the kids. So here's what you need for ingredients for one serving. A mason jar, 2/3 cup old-fashioned oats, rolled oat or steel-cut oat, 1 cup plant-based milk, 1/4 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 cup frozen blueberries or strawberries. And what you're going to do for the instructions is you're going to mix the vanilla and the milk in a separate bowl. You're going to place the oat in the mason jar. You're going to add the milk and the vanilla mixed, add the frozen fruits, and then you're going to place the jar in the fridge and leave overnight. And this can be stored into the fridge for up to 5 days. Here are some additional tips. You can replace the frozen fruits with fresh fruits. If you are using bananas, it is recommended to add to the jar just before eating. Other toppings to add? How about coconut, peanut butter, and cinnamon? Want something sweeter? Try adding dates. Is a great way to add some sweetness to this recipe. For healthier options, make sure the date does not include added sugar. Maple syrup or honey is another way to add fewer processed sweeteners. The next recipe we're going to look at is the potato breakfast bowl. The potato breakfast bowl is a very hearty breakfast for days when you want something a little bit more filling. Here's the ingredients for 2 servings. You're going to need a bowl, and you're going to have 3 large red potatoes, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/2 of a red onion, 1/2 of a green pepper, 1 avocado sliced, 6 cherry tomatoes halved, and this is the dressing. You're going to use 1/2 cup of vegan mayonnaise, juice from 1/2 of a lemon, and 1 teaspoon of whole grain mustard. Now here are the instructions. You're going to preheat your oven to 425 degrees. You're going to clean the potatoes. You're not going to peel them. And then you're going to dice them into 1-inch cubes. In a bowl, you're going to toss the potatoes with the olive oil and the spices. Then you're going to place on a baking sheet and bake for 30 to 35 minutes until browned and tender. In the meantime, dice the onions and the peppers. Add the onions and the peppers when 10 minutes is left to the potatoes. While the ingredients are roasting, you can make the dressing. In a bowl, mix the mayonnaise, the lemon juice, and the mustard until it's creamy. When the vegetables are roasted, divide into 2 portions. Place them in a serving bowl and add the sliced avocado and the cherry tomatoes on top of the vegetables and serve with the dressing on top. For some additional tips for the dressing, you can control the amount of lemon juice you add to make it thicker or more liquid. Like it's spicy, add ingredients like chilies, sriracha sauce, or jalapenos to the recipe. The next recipe is the Simpleton. This recipe is for days that you feel like eating a quick and easy breakfast. Here are the ingredients for 1 serving. 1 slice of vegan bread, peanut butter, 1 banana sliced, maple syrup or honey. Your instructions are to toast the slice of bread, spread with the peanut butter, add the bananas on top, and drizzle with maple syrup or honey, and then you eat it. Additional tip, don't like bananas? Well, that's no problem. Switch out the bananas for strawberries or raspberries. And now we're going to head into a couple of lunch recipe ideas. Cilantro, corn, and black bean salad. It's always a good idea to keep a couple cans of corn and cans of black beans available in the pantry. They're very versatile and quick options to add flavor and protein to a meal. Here's what you're going to need for ingredients for two servings. For the salad, you're going to need 1 cup of black beans, 1/2 cup of corn, low sodium or no sugar added, 2 cups of greens of your choice, for example, spring mix, spinach, or iceberg lettuce, 1/4 green pepper or red peppers, sweet, diced, 1/4 of a red onion, 2 tablespoons of chopped cilantro. For the dressing, you're going to take 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 juice of 1 lime, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt, chopped cilantro to taste. For the instructions, in a serving bowl, you're going to place the greens. Then you're going to make the dressing. So in a small bowl, mix all of the ingredients together and set aside. In a large bowl, combine the black beans, corn, sweet peppers, and red onion. Once combined, add the dressing. Add the black beans mix to the serving bowl on the top of the greens. Top with cilantro and serve. And here's one recipe for a hummus veggie wrap. Wraps are easy and are a great way to make a quick lunch without having to spend too much time in the kitchen. If you're opting for vegan, vegan wraps exist. Sometimes they hide in the frozen section. Avoid time and simply ask your store representative where you can find them in your local store. So for the ingredients, you're going to need 1 wrap. Whole grains are usually a delicious option. 1/2 tomato sliced. 1/2 avocado sliced. 1/3 English cucumber cut like sticks. 1 tablespoon of hummus. You can try garlic hummus if you feel adventurous. And optional are 2 Clamata olives pitted and halved. Your instructions are to wrap. Place the wrap on a plate and spread the hummus in the middle of the wrap. You're going to add the tomatoes, the cucumbers, and the avocado in the wrap, and olives if you did pick that option. Close the wrap and enjoy now or store away for your lunch. And here is a vegetable and lentil soup recipe. Soup is by far a family favorite during cold days of winter. This soup can be made in advance and stored for lunches. Here are the ingredients that you're going to need for 4 servings. 2 tablespoons coconut oil or water, 2 garlic cloves minced, 4 large carrots sliced, 2 stalks of celery sliced or diced, 1 yellow onion diced, 4 cups of vegetable broth, 1 small can of diced tomatoes, low sodium and no sugar added, 1/4 teaspoon sea salt, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, and 1 uncupped green or brown lentils, thoroughly rinsed and drained. So for the instructions, in a large pot over medium heat, you're going to add the oil or the water to the pot. When the pot is hot, you're going to add the garlic, carrots, onions, and celery. And you're going to cook for 4 minutes. Then you're going to add the broth, tomatoes, and the spices, the salt and the pepper, and slightly increase the heat. Once the broth is simmering, then you're going to add your lentils. You're going to stir the lentils in the broth and reduce the heat as soon as it starts simmering again. You're going to let it cook uncovered for approximately 15 minutes or until the lentils are tender. You can serve it now, or you can store it up into the fridge for 5 days. And you can also freeze this recipe. And now for some dinner recipes. A veggie and a grain bowl. This is very versatile and allows you to mix and match your favorite ingredients. Here are examples of ingredients you can use. So for grains, you can use wild rice, quinoa, basmati rice, farro, or couscous. For legumes, think soybeans, chickpeas, lentils, black beans, and red kidney beans. For vegetables, think Brussels sprouts, beets, cucumbers, tomatoes, red onions. For nuts, think almonds, pecans, cashews, peanuts, and walnuts. And for your dressing, look at balsamic vinegar with olive oil, lime juice with olive oil, lemon juice with olive oil, or Dijon mustard with olive oil. So what you're going to do is, for one serving, you're going to add 1 cup of the cooked grains, 1/2 cup of the legumes, 1 cup of the vegetables, 2 tablespoons of the nuts, and 2 tablespoons of dressing. And optional is spices of your choice. So what you're going to do is, in a large serving bowl, you're going to place the grains, then add the legumes and the veggies, top with nuts, dressing, and spices of your favorite choice. The next recipe is rice and beans with plantains. This Costa Rican-inspired dish is very filling and is a great option that will please the whole family. If it's your first time trying plantains, make sure the plantain is ripe. A ripe plantain is unlike bananas. Black and some yellow can be seen, but not green. So for the ingredients for 4 servings, you're going to need 1 cup of white rice, 1 tablespoon of coconut oil or another oil of your choice, 1/2 yellow onion chopped, 1/4 cup celery diced, 1/2 sweet pepper diced, 1 carrot diced, 2 cloves of garlic minced, and 2 cups of vegetable stock. And in the instructions, in a strainer, you're going to rinse the rice under cool water and set aside. You're going to add your coconut oil to a medium-sized pot and set at medium heat. Once the oil is ready, add the onions, celery, pepper, carrot, and garlic. You're going to cook for 2 minutes. Then you're going to add the rice to the pot and stir. After stirring once, add the vegetable broth and bring to a boil. Once boiling, reduce the heat to low or simmer and cover the pot. Cook for about 15 minutes or until the rice is tender. For the beans, 1 tablespoon of coconut oil, 1/2 cup diced onion, 1 clove of garlic minced, 1 tablespoon of tomato paste, 1 bay leaf, 2 cans of black beans, drain and rinse 1 can, 1 cup of vegetable broth, 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, the juice of 1 lime, and optional is cilantro chopped. What you're going to do for the beans is you're going to add the oil to a large skillet over medium heat. Once the oil is hot, you're going to add the onions and cook until they're translucent. Then you're going to add the garlic, the tomato paste, and the bay leaf, and you're going to cook for 30 seconds. Then you're going to add your black beans, the whole can, and the drained beans to the skillet. Mash some of the beans, about half of them. Add the broth, the cumin, the chili powder, and cook for 10 minutes at low heat. When ready, turn off the heat and add the lime juice and the cilantro if you are using it. And you serve it with your rice. A plantain, you're going to need 1 ripe plantain, peeled and sliced into 1-inch slices, 1 tablespoon butter, and honey. Instructions are, you're going to melt the butter in a nonstick skillet over medium heat, and be careful not to burn the butter. You're going to add your plantains to the skillet so they are in a single layer. You're going to cook the plantain for around 3 minutes. You're going to see a brown caramelized color, and then flip them to cook for 3 minutes on the other side. When a few seconds is left in the cooking time, drizzle with honey and serve with your rice and your bean dish. Another recipe is risotto with roasted vegetables. Risotto is an Italian dish that takes time and patience. Make sure you're about ready to spend an hour in the kitchen. It's extremely simple and is worth the wait because that dish is so delicious. So for 2 servings, here are the ingredients you're going to need. For roasted vegetables, 10 Brussels sprouts, cleaned and halved, 2 beets, peeled, cleaned, and diced, 4 cloves, garlic, sliced, and 1 tablespoon of oil. For the risotto, you're going to need 4 cups chicken broth divided, 2 tablespoons coconut oil, 1/2 portobello mushroom diced, 1 small yellow onion diced, 1 cup arborero wine, or rice, 1/3 cup dry white wine, 1 tablespoon butter, ground pepper to taste, and salt to taste. The instructions are, preheat the oven to 425 degrees. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, you're going to mix together all of the ingredients for the roasted vegetables. You're going to transfer the vegetables to a prepared baking dish sheet. When the oven is ready, you're going to roast the vegetables for 20 minutes. Warm the vegetable broth in a saucepan over low heat. Add coconut oil to a large saucepan over medium heat. Add mushrooms to the pan and let it cook for 2 minutes, and then add the arborero rice. Stir the rice for a minute and then add the dry wine. Stir until the wine is all resorbed. When there's no liquid in the skillet, add 1/2 cup of the vegetable broth and stir often until the broth is absorbed. Add in 1/2 cup of the broth and wait until it's absorbed until you use all the broth in the saucepan. This process should take about 20 minutes. When the roasted vegetables are ready, pull out of the oven. When the rice is ready, divide into 2 and place in 2 plates. Add the roasted vegetables on top, salt and pepper to taste, and enjoy as soon as it is ready or later in your lunch. And now we'll cover a couple snack recipes. Snacks for plant-based eaters can be simple as a fruit or a vegetable. Sometimes we want a little more. Popcorn is also a great option for a healthy snack. If you are a snacker, be careful how much calories you consume, especially if it comes from sugar or sodium. Those extra calories can be a detriment to your health. Okay, so for the first snack, let's look at almond stuffed dates. So the ingredients, you're going to get 4 dates, the pit removed, 4 whole almonds. Instructions, you're going to place an almond inside the date, replace in the pit, and eat. And that concludes some of the recipes that I have for a plant-based eating diet lifestyle that you can get started on right today. And if you're enjoying this show, please share the link with your friends and others who may be interested in learning about adopting a plant-based eating lifestyle option. If you're interested in receiving a copy of these recipes, send me a text to 503-753-3394 and tell me you would like the plant-based recipes. And, or you can send me a voicemail through that as well. And I would like to thank you for joining me here today. And I wish you the best of the rest of your day. Take care and God bless.